Monday, Week 1, Office of Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Lord, save me in your merciful love. Psalm 6. Lord, do not reprove me in your anger, punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me, my body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, save me in your merciful love. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in time of distress. Psalm 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause, you sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have wiped out their name for ever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities, their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned for ever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in time of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in times of distress. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion. Psalm 9 continued. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwell in Zion, proclaim his mighty works among the peoples, for an avenger of the blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion, and rejoice at your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and gives judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror, let the nations know they are but men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1. How the faithful city has become a harlot! She that was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not defend the fatherless. The widow's cause does not come to them. Therefore the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will vent my wrath on my enemies, and avenge myself on my foes. I will turn my hand against you, and will melt away your dross as with lye, and remove all your alloy. And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counsellors as at the beginning. Afterwards you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Sion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness. The word which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. And all the nations shall flow to it, and many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Sion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Responsory from Isaiah 1. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. The Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will show us all things. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. A reading from the Pastoral Letters of St. Charles Borromeo. The present season is one of particular importance. It is a sacred season. As the Holy Spirit says, it is the time of the Lord's favour, the day of salvation, peace and reconciliation. The patriarchs and prophets longed and prayed and yearned with all their hearts for this time. That just man Simeon, at long last, saw this time, and his joy was boundless. And the Church has always kept this season in a special way. So we too must continue to celebrate it fittingly, giving praise and thanks to the Eternal Father for the mercy he has shown us in this mystery of the coming of his only begotten Son. The Father sent his Son out of his immeasurable love for us sinners. He sent him to free us from the tyrannical power of the devil, to invite us to heaven, and lead us into his innermost sanctuary. He was sent to show us truth itself, to teach us how we should live, to share with us the source of all goodness, to enrich us with the treasures of his grace. Finally, he was sent to make us sons of the Father and heirs to eternal life. The Church calls this mystery to mind each year to stir us up to renew constantly our memory of the great love God has shown us. This commemoration teaches us that our Saviour came not only for the benefit of the people of his own time, his goodness is still there for us to share in, but for our part, through faith and the sacraments, we must lay hold on the grace he won for us and live by it in obedience to him. The Church wants us to understand that as he came once into the world in the flesh, so now, if we remove all barriers, he is ready to come to us again, at any minute or hour, to make his home spiritually within us in all his grace. Like a devoted mother, keenly concerned for our salvation, the Church uses the rites of this season, its hymns, songs, and other utterances of the Holy Spirit, to teach us a lesson. She shows us how to receive this great gift of God with thankfulness and how to be enriched by its possession. She teaches us that our hearts should be as prepared now for the coming of Christ our Lord as if he were still to come into the world. The Fathers also have taught us the same lesson, giving us words and examples from the Old Testament to imitate. Responsory, based on Joel 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, summon the nations, say to the peoples, see, our Lord and Saviour is coming. Tell it, proclaim it, cry aloud and say, see, our God and Saviour is coming. Let us pray. Give us the grace, Lord, to be ever on the watch for Christ your Son. When he comes and knocks at our door, let him find us alert in prayer, joyfully proclaiming his glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.